It's time for Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.
Well, good morning and welcome to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. This weekend's show is going to focus on the preliminary budget for Tuolumne County for the fiscal year 2021-22, which was just approved by the Board of Supervisors this past Tuesday at the board meeting. And the new preliminary budget takes effect July 1st. Assistant County Administrator Eric Earhart is joining us in studio today. Mr. Earhart, thank you for coming in.
Thank you for having me, and good morning.
So I mentioned this is the preliminary budget. So before we get started, can you explain a little bit about the steps of the budget-making process in the county?
Yeah, absolutely. Obviously, you know, preparing the budget is a culmination of work through all the departments and their staff as well. But it usually begins in April as we start looking and making estimates for the next fiscal year. And ultimately, we end up coming to the board anywhere from 3 to 4 times with to get direction from the Board of Supervisors on how they'd like to see this budget developed. And ultimately, by as you saw on the 15th of this month, the board just approved the final recommended budget for this fiscal year. And again, this is just a recommended budget. It's really a spending plan to get us through the first few months of the next fiscal year. And in September, we will actually formally adopt the adopted budget for this next fiscal year.
Seems usually when we're doing these shows in past years, I'm asking the question, you know, how many layoffs are there going to be this year? And it's kind of a bit of a different situation this year, isn't it?
Yeah, this is actually pretty good news. Actually, in fact, it's great news. This is the first time in several years I can recall, or any of us can recall, where the recommended budget actually did not include any cuts to services or staff, which is great for not only for staff, but also for the public and the services that they use. So we're very excited about that.
You know, what were some of the factors that allowed for a better budget scenario this year?
Some of the factors that we're seeing, obviously, we are seeing an increase in transient occupancy tax, or the TOT tax, as well as the additional 2% that was just approved by voters coming in. So that has added to our general revenues. Departments did a lot of work to get creative on how to reduce spending while maintaining levels of services. So a lot of it was hard work from our departments, but also the increase in TOT as well as sales tax. And the other thing we're seeing is a big increase in property transfer tax. We see a lot of people move into the area and home prices increasing, which generates more general revenue for the county as well.
You mentioned those revenues. For anyone unfamiliar, what are kind of the various revenue pots that goes into the budget?
So we have a lot of different revenues. We have property tax that comes to the county. We see about 26% of the property tax that you as a homeowner would pay actually comes back to Tuolumne County. For general revenues, we see the sales tax coming in. And again, I like to remind people, when you go to the store and you pay that 7.5% sales tax on something, only 1% of it actually comes back to Tuolumne County general revenues. The rest is 6% is maintained by the state, and 25% goes to our local transportation.
You know, at recent meetings about a month ago, there was discussion that the county was looking at about a $1.6 million hole in the budget. What has happened since that time to get to more of a level budget?
So when we started looking at that, a couple of major things that happened is we started closing out this current fiscal year, the 2021 fiscal year, and making those year-end estimates. And fortunately, the fire fund has ended stronger than we anticipated. And that primarily comes from a reduction in the cost of the employee benefits on the state contract that we have, as well as some concessions taken by state employees. Additionally, anytime our resources leave the county to go fight other fires, we receive revenue for that as a reimbursement for the wear and tear on those vehicles. So that revenue came in higher, our expenses were less. So this coming into this next fiscal year, fire's not needing that large transfer out that we originally budgeted for. The other major contributing factor is when we took another look at our TOTs, originally economists were predicting a 45% reduction in TOT this last fiscal year. Tuolumne County did not see that. We've actually seen TOT increase over what we originally anticipated this fiscal year. And with the increase in the TOT rate itself, we also see another increase as well. So
is there kind of some optimism that the economy is kind of turning the corner post-COVID here locally?
We do see some signs of increase in revenues and decrease in expenses, so that obviously is good news, but we always like to be cautiously optimistic.
Talking about the budget on this weekend's Motherlode Views, you know, earlier this month there was a special election Measure V, proposed parcel tax for fire. How did that go into budget planning when there was uncertainties about that if that would be approved, which it eventually was not approved?
Anytime we have a ballot measure that is a revenue generator for the county, we generally never include that into the budget process itself because we don't know what the voters are going to do. It's something we put out there for the voters to make the decision, and if they were to approve it, then we would include that into the budget. But until that's actually officially approved by the people, we would not include that into the budget.
So now that that has not been approved, is that something you're now looking closely at, you know, for the years down the road here with upcoming budgets?
Yeah, so again, that was specific to fire. So we do know one of the things that helped this last fiscal year, as well as the 21-22 budget, is the reduction in employee health benefits for state employees, as well as the concessions. So obviously, our concern is when those come back, those costs come back, you know, what impact will that have to the fire fund? We still have a lot of equipment that needs to be replaced. Fortunately, we are able to replace a water tender through the fire fund, and also the general fund is contributing another $450,000 to buy a fire engine for our local fire departments.
Any notable capital projects with this new budget?
Some of the most notable ones, and some of you may have seen that in the community, is our Groveland and our Tuolumne Community Resiliency Centers that are construction has begun and is underway. And so we're hoping through this next fiscal year and into early next spring to get a lot of that work done.
We talked with Deputy CAO Maureen Frank on a recent show about those two facilities. Those are all grant funded and not something coming out of the general fund?
Correct. Those are completely grant funded. It was a grant that we applied for, the Tuolumne County applied for several years back following the Rim Fire, and we were successful. Deputy County Administrator Maureen Frank did a great job working through that and securing some additional funding to make sure that we can get two community resiliency centers, one in each community.
You know, about a year ago at this time when we were talking about the budget, one of the questions I was posing to CAO Tracy Riggs was in regards to recreation and library. There were a lot of questions about the fate of those programs moving forward. You know, with this new budget, are those programs back intact fully?
Yes, yeah, so funding in this budget does include full funding for those programs. Recreation and library were actually, during the last fiscal year, were combined into a single department. So we're still working through some adjustments in that department, but their operations of hours are open, back to normal hours. The only one that's not currently operating is the bookmobile, and we're looking at ways to staff and to what the most optimum staffing level is for recreation and library now that they're one department.
So the bookmobile will be something looked at in the final budget in the next couple of months?
Absolutely.
And on this weekend's Motherlode Views, focused on the budget, talking with the Assistant County Administrator, Eric Earhart, in Tuolumne County. I also want to ask you a little bit about Community Development Department. I was listening to the budget hearing, and it sounded like there were some possibly an additional positions coming to that department.
Yeah, correct. With the increase in building that we've actually been seeing, and even during COVID, we continue to see increase in building, people coming in and requesting permits. So with the increase in building and really trying to, you know, focus on development in Tuolumne County, we want to make sure that we have the resources in place to get those projects up and off the ground and get those projects moving. So we did add some positions this year into the Community Development Department, which also includes two code enforcement officers as well.
Code enforcement, is that something that would bring revenue to the county too?
It would help. The revenue that would be generated would help to offset the cost of those code enforcement officers. We've heard a lot of discussion in the community recently about trash and some other quality of life issues that we're hoping to can be resolved through some code enforcement.
And as you mentioned, adding those additional employees, I could hopefully push projects a little quicker through the process?
Correct.
Well, we need to take a quick break. Eric Earhart is our guest on this weekend's Motherlode Views, talking about the new budget. And a programming note, next week on Motherlode Views, we'll be having a conversation in regards to ATCA. That organization is celebrating its 40th anniversary. The executive director, Joe Boers, will be joining us in studio next week on Motherlode Views. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. Our second segment, focused on the budget, coming up in just a minute.